You're listening to The Roofer Report, the ultimate podcast for roofing professionals, business owners, and entrepreneurs. Get insider access and hear about the highs, lows, and tales of triumphs from thriving business owners. Brought to you by Roofer, hosted by Pete McKendrick.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to The Roofer Report. I am your host, Pete McKendrick, and today we have a bit of a special edition podcast here for you.
Special edition.
We've been doing our Roofer of the Month series, and we've been dropping some other ones in here and there. This will be kind of a unique one here, but one that we thought warranted some conversation. We have Nick on here today. If you guys caught our webinar a couple months ago, probably, that was Roofing by the Numbers, and it was essentially us going over an industry report that we did. And so there's just a ton of information in here and some really good stuff. So we wanted to revisit it, maybe go into a little bit more depth, cover some of the big points in it one more time here on the podcast. So welcome, Nick. Excited to have you on this one. I think just a ton of great information in here for sure.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Pumped for this, because when we were doing this with Ben Tiger from Roof Tiger, we went through it and we just got so into the weeds because it's such an interesting topic that we only got through half of it. So yeah. I'm really pumped to kind of speed through this so people can listen to this when they're on their drive or watch it on YouTube later and start to understand why these numbers are so important for you and your business to kind of scale.
Yeah, I mean, there's some really impactful stuff in here. Like you said, we barely scratched the surface when we were talking with Ben. So let's dive into it and chat a little bit.
So just to give you guys an idea where our information is coming from here, it's based on proprietary market research commissioned by Roofer from my Clear Opinion Insights Hub back in January of this year. So all this data is not stuff that we came up with, but what an independent resource came up with by doing a lot of market analysis specific to the U.S. roofing industry. That data is not publicly available. So good disclaimer to have in there. So it's not just talking heads talking about roofing. This is actual numbers from the industry.
Yeah, you don't have to just take our word for it.
Yeah, exactly. We surveyed a bunch of roofers, median annual revenue around 5 mil, average years in roofing is around 15, and average age is around 49 there. These are the people we surveyed, so you can kind of get an idea of it. And ultimately, it's leading towards seeing what makes the biggest difference.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting to see that demographic, because I think that demographic is changing, but still is a dominant demographic in this industry, right? Like that age range, that experience level. I'm spoiled a bit in doing the Roofer of the Month podcast because I talk to a lot of new roofers doing that. I talk to a lot of people who are fresh to the industry. They're figuring it out. They're meeting up with a lot of challenges and getting through them. So very interesting to see that demographic still kind of dominating the survey. For me anyway, I thought that was quite interesting because I think we do have more and more younger tech savvy people getting into the space now than ever before. But, you know, it's still dominated by those guys that are extensively experienced, a little bit older, getting ready to hand the company down to someone younger in the family.
Yeah. And I think that it's a good thing that we kind of focused in on those, because those are the old guard that have been doing things one way for a long time. So it kind of gives you an insight of what people are looking to and how they're changing. It gives you the good and the bad with technology. We know most of those companies that are new coming into this industry are starting to focus a little bit more on technology because that's what they came up with. Yeah. But when you're looking at the average age being around 49 and a half years old, like we saw there, that shows that, like, hey, they've started without anything. There's nothing in there.
Yeah, there was
nothing. Paper, files, chalkboard. I don't know. Like in the 80s? I just got the chalk on the board and just getting it. But that's a big difference here. And seeing how they've evolved over time is super important. And a big part of that is technology, right, Pete?
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's dive into that. Like, technology frees us from repetitive tasks so we can focus on what truly matters is one of the quotes that we got from one of these companies here. And the annual technology spends, you're seeing that around 74% of roofers spent a minimum of $5,000 a year for their business. 56% of roofers spend between $5,000 and $50,000 a year, and 18% spend over $50,000. That's a crazy amount of dollars to be spending on technology. And you can see how it kind of varies. But if we focus on that 74%, a minimum of $5,000, that is not a lot of money, but it's enough to get you by. Not to plug us on our Roofer podcast, but like, you can have that system for less than $5,000 for the year, and you can add in different things built in around it that you need in there. But I think that's a good standpoint. If you're looking to start a roofing company, or you're an existing roofing company that's spending under 5K, we'll get into why spending at least 5K on technology is going to help you scale your company, save time, and kind of stay with the pack.
Yeah, 5K in reality, if you think about it in what it could potentially win you in jobs just by using that, is nothing, right? It's essentially a couple of jobs paying for all your tech for the year. What I find really interesting here is that 18% of the industry is spending over 50K.
That's
I mean,
nuts.
that is a serious investment in technology. I mean, you want to talk about really truly embracing technology in your business, you're entrenched at 50K a year. Like you've got technology running in just about every facet of the business. So, very, very interesting stat there.
To break down those numbers, 5K is around $400 a month. 50K is around 4 grand. So that is a huge difference there. If you're looking at spending 4 grand a month with something like that, just make sure that it's working for you. And
Yeah.
is there any way to streamline that, bring that down? Overhead kind of bleeds into everything else. So make sure you're building that stuff in there. And if you look at age versus technology, Gen X is all in on tech and it's paying off. So among the roofing pros, Generation X is the most bullish on technology, seeing major driver of growth. Millennials are right behind them, which is shocking to me. I thought it would be the other way around, but millennials are just behind them, viewing tech as a strong contributor. And they're also the generation spending the most on it. So if you're looking at baby boomers, they're a little bit more reserved. They still
Sure.
acknowledge tech's benefits, but they're getting their way through there. So no matter what your age group, there's a near universal agreement here that tech has a real impact on your bottom line. And you can see if you're watching this on YouTube, the breakdown of the average technology spend by generation. So Generation X using it all in, but not spending as much as millennials. And you can see the profit, the tech profit impact by generation and how it breaks down here. Significant impacts are being broke down across the board here.
This is telling, right? Like every generation is seeing the advantages of tech, and obviously it's affecting all of their bottom lines significantly. That definitely speaks to the importance of it in the business for sure.
We're on the Roofer Report. We got to plug some roofer stuff here.
Yeah.
Roofer users winning back their time. People using Roofer are saving at least 5 to 10 hours a week, with many saving over 10 hours a week. So that's 8 hours back, more than eight if you average that out every single week, which is basically an extra day. When people say they want to work 8 days a week, here you go. This will help you out. Use technology and you can work 8 days a week. You can actually get that stuff in with still having time with your family, still having time with the stuff that you need to do. And it makes a big difference when you're saving that much time day in, day out. That's an average, meaning that there's people with way more on there as well. So think about what you can do, what time it can give you back just from that alone.
Yeah, I mean, I just did a webinar yesterday, a supplier series webinar with Nick Grote from California Roof Runners, who was saying just the material integration alone probably saves him 20 minutes on every single job that it was taking him to essentially manually create material orders. That now, because he has the integration and he can take his proposal, turn it into a material order, and send it right off to his ABC branch, he said, I'm getting 20 to 30 minutes a day back. That's allowing me to spend more time with my family because I'm so much more efficient at quoting through Roofer, at ordering materials, at managing everything. I think the most impactful statement I heard about this topic was from Hannah at Smith Rock, who said, Roofer is saving me hours a day, which is equating to days in the week, which is equating to weeks, potentially a week, a month, which she said over time in the course of your entire business could equate to saving years.
Yeah,
And
it's
she's right
nuts.
if you think about it. You know what I mean? If you're in business for 20, 30 years, imagine the time over that amount of time that you could have saved running technology if you were saving even 8 hours a week, right? 8 hours a week over a course of 30 years, that's a significant amount of time.
The amount of time is great, but I think it's good to break down like what time you're saving on. Like you're saving time on meaningless tasks. These are tasks that you need to run the business, but it's stuff that like is just mind-numbing. So building those material orders, doing those follow-ups, doing all these little things, CRM hygiene, moving stages, sending reminders to customer if you move that job because of a rain from a Wednesday to a Friday, like all that stuff there can be automated. That's the stuff that you save. Or the time it takes to build a proposal. You're building 10, 15, hopefully a week minimum. And that takes time. Each and every time they make sure the price is right, the options there, the upgrades that are built in there. Let me think about how I want to word this statement here. I want to add in a brochure. What's my terms and conditions look like? Do I have to change anything? If you template that and then having to not do the manual calculations and saying, all right, I got 3,500 square feet that we're looking at here, divided by 32.8 for those bundles. I have this many bundles. Okay, how many linear feet of ridge and rake do I have here? Break down the amount of drip edge I need, the amount of starters I need. That's a lot of time. I used to do that. It took me a lot of time. It took me more time because I'm god awful at math, and it just, I've made mistakes. But that's the stuff that can be solved with technology. And if you could just save time on there, think about how much time that adds up to. And that's going to just compound throughout the time.
Yeah, I had a contractor tell me in a podcast, the time saved has allowed me to work on my business rather than in my business.
That's what you want because too many of us are actually just in there working on the business, doing the day by day. I talk to roofers every day and I always go like, what's your goal? Revenue wise and people wise for the next 6 months to a year. I'm like, how are you going to do that? I got to give up some of the stuff that I'm doing right now. They can hire? Do you even train? Like, what's it going to do? What if technology can do that for you? You don't have to hire somebody. What's that do to your bottom line, your training, your scalability, all that stuff there? And it leads directly into this here, tool usage versus profitability. Just what it comes down to is more tools equals more profit. So lead capture tools like an instant estimator, 52.2% said it made a big impact. Measurement software like Roof Report saw 47.2, saw strong results here. And customer review tools came in close behind at 45.3. But you can see the profitability go up with the amount of tools that you're using. Digital maturity index sounds like a really interesting way of saying number of tools
Digital
used, but
maturity. I like
sounds super professional. It's like,
that.
how much tech do you use? Oh, do you mean my digital maturity index? It's like, yes, sir, that one.
And like you said, it's all of the tasks that would be, they're repetitive, right? Repetitive tasks, they're what seems like menial daily tasks, but they add up very quickly as far as time sucks in the business. And this is a way to streamline all of those, right? Look at some of this stuff, creating proposals, creating invoices, pulling measurements, capturing leads, all these things that take a lot of time and effort if you're manually doing them now can take you minutes. A better customer experience for the customer, streamlines the operation, gives you more time back to do other things, potentially close more jobs, which obviously helps the bottom line. So just having that technology set up correctly and functioning correctly in the business.
Let's take out CRM software and lead capture just alone. Proposal, invoicing, going up and measuring out that roof, driving to the job, and then having to manually calculate it. I used to wake up, I used to live in Toronto. The shop was outside of Newmarket, 40-minute drive. I would wake up at 5:30 every morning so I could make it up there for 6:30. The guys would show up by 7. So that if I got there, I can get the bundles ready. I could show them what we're doing. I could have it on a piece of paper. I'm like, this is the job you're going out to. This is what it looks like. That takes up so much time. If I can just send out a work order and have it there and order the material just directly from that, makes it easy. And then customer reviews. So many times when I would just message people, I'm like, please, can you just do this? If you could just automate it, it's such an easy thing.
How many times do our guys even forget to ask for a review? You know, where if it's automated, now it's automatic and asking every single customer, odds are you're going to get a lot more reviews a lot quicker. Like I think of Corey Combs, right? How quickly did Corey take his Google reviews to a significant number just by asking, just by having a process around how he asked for the reviews?
What was it, like 5 years, like 200 plus reviews?
Something like
It's
that. Yeah, it
nuts.
was like crazy how quick it went up.
Because you got to think, like every job you do, you're not going to get a review on. But using automation, it was able to fly through that. Speed to lead wins, you're looking at a 16.4% faster rate of winning that job from high tech companies to low companies. That doesn't seem like a lot if you just look at the number by itself, but compound that job per job per job, day by day by day, week by week by week. There's no wonder why people are making more money and saving more time with technology like this.
This comes up in probably every Roofer of the Month podcast that I do. When we talk about the technology that they use, the number one reason they talk about it is speed. I want to be the guy who gets to my customer super fast. I want to be the person who sees that instant estimator lead come in and calls that customer 10 minutes later. Shock and awe factor, right? The webinar yesterday, Nick brought that up and said, I call people minutes after they fill out the instant estimator. And within an hour, I can be on their roof writing a proposal if they're ready for it. I'm in a competitive market, and being that responsive, it gives me a distinct advantage.
Yeah, you did a great podcast, I think 2 months ago with Brad Trowbridge, and he talked about that. He's just like, yeah, I'm a new company, and there's companies that have been in this area for years, decades. And how do I win? I win because I can put money on it that I am the fastest person out there to get them a bid, because I could be driving down the street, get him a quote from his instant estimator, pull over, DIY it, send out a proposal, and set that meeting. So they already have that in hand. And he said, yeah. I win jobs because of that right there.
Obviously becoming a huge factor in almost every market. You know, before we always talked about, oh, you're in Texas or you're in Atlanta. It's so competitive, but it's becoming more and more prevalent everywhere.
Yeah. And you see it in the data. People are spending money, especially millennials, are spending more money for a better experience. And what's better experience than almost immediate instant gratification? We want that dopamine hit. Nothing's better to hit that dopamine is going on something and getting the answer you want.
Yeah, absolutely. And the tools are there to do it now. There's literally no excuse. I tell the story about my neighbor getting a quote and me asking him 2 days later, like what the guy quoted him, and him saying, no, I haven't heard from him yet. And I said, then don't use him. Because in today's day and age, the technology is there for him to get you a quote almost on the spot, if not moments after that. And if he's choosing to not do that, then he's choosing to be inefficient.
Efficiency is the name of the game, especially for smaller teams. We talk about overhead and everything else. The more people you add in, the more overhead, the more managerial tasks you got to do. When you get to a certain number of employees, you need to start having safety provisions. You need to have a safety representative. You need to look into different OSHA regulations and all that stuff there. If you can keep your team members down and grow, your profitability is going to grow too, because your overhead's lower. So efficiency is the name of the game, especially with smaller teams. And over half of the roofers say that the top benefit to adopting new tech is increased efficiency in daily operations and job tracking. Large businesses point to the tech ability to scale, obviously, but small businesses value the day-to-day savings the most. There's different sizes and different goals, but that's the same solution.
Yeah, one of the ones that really stood out to me here was the enhanced accuracy in proposals and estimations. 4% of the users saying that it's helped them to be more accurate. And I think this is something that I know even 8 years ago or whatever, when I came to the tech side of this, working with contractors, they would struggle to really know the accuracy of their quoting and their profit margins and things like that. They just didn't have it dialed in. They didn't have the visibility that they needed. And these tools have allowed you to really dial things in to be super, super accurate and really understand where your money's at and how these jobs are performing for you.
100%. And that's the thing. Accuracy is going to increase those profit margins. Those profit margins are going to be increased further by efficiency and low overhead. And then ultimately, depending on your goal of the company, sometimes you want to hand it down, but sometimes you want to sell. What's going to matter a lot when you do that stuff is your EBITDA. If you're looking at your EBITDA, you want to make sure how profitable you are before taxes, so that if you're looking to sell, that's going to be a main number, because you're going to get whatever, 3x, 4x, 5x on that number. If you're looking to pass it down, that's a sign of a healthy, healthy business. Don't think that you're going to get it in the first year or two. That normally is your building time. But as you're scaling, that's something that you want to pay attention to. Get into marketing tactics, Pete. You want to start this one off?
Yeah, this is interesting. Facebook leads the pack for social media lead gen. Among roofers using social media for business, Facebook is the top platform to generate leads, followed by Instagram, LinkedIn, and then Twitter. I'm surprised, honestly, that there's not more of a shift to Instagram here, but not surprising that the majority of roofers are on Facebook. So I think that's where they do a lot of their posting and advertising and things like that. 84% saying that Facebook generates the majority of their social media leads. That's a pretty significant number.
I feel like Facebook's just more conversational based, right? Like Instagram's great for videos, reels, and all that stuff there. Yeah. You can like and all that. By the way, if you're doing videos and stuff, show where you're working, show the work that you're doing on, show yourself, because that's what people are most interested in. Throw that link into the instant estimator right below. Just click below. when you're looking at Facebook, it's more conversational based. You get comments, people read those comments, it's more in your face. And let's face it, the average first-time home buyer is around 37 years old. That's elder millennial. It's what I consider myself.
Elder millennial.
Sounds cool, right?
Yeah.
It's better than just like a millennial. It's just like I'm an elder millennial.
Senior millennial.
Yeah, senior millennial. Those are the ones from the 83, the year of birth. Okay. Yeah. I'm not that old. Getting close. But that is a first-time home buyer there. And then you got to think about the Gen X, the baby boomers, and everything else. They're still owning those homes. What's the demographic on Facebook? It's not the young kids. They're on TikTok and dancing and stuff. The people are on Facebook are people who are owning houses and properties and need to get stuff done. So that's where you want to target them. They're paid ads, they're paid for reach and everything else. It's just very well done. I'm shocked that Pinterest is even on there. It's a really cool spot to throw in some ad space.
Yeah, that is an interesting one. And I'm surprised that so many people are actually getting value out of that. 14% of the people that we surveyed saying that they're getting leads from Pinterest, which is, I guess if you post it on there more or less as an authority, is a great way to attract people in and potentially catch a DIYer who maybe watches that video and says, maybe this is over my head and I should hire somebody. And this guy looks like he knows what he's doing. What I really liked here was on the other side of this, the goals of their marketing efforts are to establish brand loyalty, right? And so like Nick mentioned earlier, a lot of videos and pictures of your work, a lot of videos and pictures of yourself. These are things that really help to develop that loyalty, that trust factor. And the fact that people kind of know you, the master of it is Ben from Roof Tiger. Ben's face is on camera all the time. Even if you don't know him, like you've never used him, you feel like you do just because you see him on there. His content is great. You feel comfortable with him. He's got that credibility. Very interesting to see that that's the goal of most people. And I think Facebook, like you said, is the perfect spot to do that.
And what you can really do on these things is become that neighborhood roofer.
Yeah.
Ben is that neighborhood roofer because he's not just talking about roofs. It's not just photos of him on a job site.
Yeah.
It's him in his community, him talking about stuff, him doing stuff in the community, him interviewing places he likes to eat and drink coffee. Now, everybody knows Roof Tiger.
Very few pieces of his content are about him on a roof or about a roof, right? Like you said, it's more about him as a community figure.
The majority of his stuff is on Facebook. And what he does, to your point, Pete, is he's building customer loyalty and repeat business. By doing that, he's standing apart from the competition in there. I don't know any other roofers from that area.
I don't know anybody else.
And then what that does is it's generating new leads. It's increasing brand awareness, it's establishing credibility, and it's generating positive reviews, and he educates customers.
And he's proven, I mean, that's a proven method for sure.
Ultimately, I guess we could summarize it, technology is no longer optional, it's a competitive edge. What we're seeing is things like word of mouth isn't a way to get business here. High-tech roofers are winning. Simpler tools are bigger results. One thing that always blew me away is roofers with a basic one-page site are closing the most jobs because it's to the point, it's what the customers need. Again, it's that value. They're having a better experience because they're getting the stuff that they need. The CTAs are big and bold, and you get the stuff that you need right off the bat, and they're closing more jobs because of it. Just don't think if you have this one piece of tech, you're going to be fine forever. Tech's changing so fast. So you want to be able to get ahead of the competition throughout it.
When I started building CRMs in the roofing space like 8 years ago, I remember someone saying, there will come a time when you won't be able to be a dog walker without a CRM. Like I can't even run a rec sports program without technology backing the whole entire thing from a communication standpoint, from a management standpoint, from a registration standpoint. You know what I mean? I've got tech in every aspect of running something as simple as a recreational sports program for kids. Like it's just so ingrained in everything that we do in our life now. It's not an option anymore like it used to be, right? Like it used to be like, oh, you know, I've been in business 20 years. We still do it through the 3-ring binder. We're profitable that way. Like that doesn't work anymore. You won't be competitive anymore.
No, like you can run your business like that, but if you have lofty goals, it's going to be difficult to hit those. Think about it this way. Email follow-ups after a job are more effective in generating repeat business. People are not going to answer their phone if they don't know your number. And if you're a new roofing company calling out because you saw their information somewhere or whatever, they're not going to answer. So having those email and text follow-ups are going to be huge. We see that texts are open at 98% open rate versus the 30 to 40% on emails, depending on the person. So that's a huge difference. And the reply rates are on 65% versus 3 to 6% on email. And that's what you can do with sales, marketing. Simpler tools create bigger results. And that's why we need to focus in on this, because it's going to streamline things, reduce the amount of time that you have to spend, and increase your efficiency and overall profitability.
Important thing to note here too, also under that sales and marketing box there, is the word of mouth. Word of mouth is still the number one resource for leads for a roofer. But I think that's obviously changed a bit, right? Like, you have to think of, where is the word of mouth happening now? It's not happening as much as it used to, neighbors talking to each other. It's happening in Facebook groups now, in forums and things like that. Google reviews is essentially a word of mouth, right? Like, for me to go to a Google review and read about the experience that you had with a roofer, that's essentially me taking their word for it. And that credibility, the credibility of that type of social word of mouth, more so than ever before. Keep that in mind when you're working in your social and you're asking for reviews. Like, that's essentially your word of mouth referral system now.
And that's a huge thing too. If you think about this, and let's break it all down. Lead gen is the biggest problem for most roofers. When I talk to roofers, it's like, what's your top four problems? I need more leads. I need more workers. I got to deal with some HR and AR issues. And then I have CRM, number four. But CRM can fix a lot of those top three things if you get the right CRM. Lead gen being the biggest problem for most roofers, a great way to do that, get natural leads, is through referrals and reviews. Those word of mouth leads are the lowest cost per acquisition, the highest converting leads that you're going to get. So you want to create a system that kind of runs that, right? So that system could be great communication, automatic review generation, emails and text sent out. You want to have a great process throughout that, and that can be done by your CRM. Roofers with a CRM close deals 2.9 days on average faster. So that CRM is going to fix that, have a great closing mechanism, good communication through, send that review. That review is going to generate referrals, and then we just restart that flywheel. So efficiency is not just on your day-to-day, it's on lead generation. You're making money on a bunch of different ways with this too. By the way, just one thing on reviews. Roofers who ask for reviews land 5 times more work.
Yeah.
Because those reviews generate that stuff. 5x is such a ridiculous number.
Yeah. Just so, like, for something as simple as just having a process around reviews, right? Just ask for the reviews. Automate it so you don't even have to remember to ask. You have a chance of landing 5 times more business just because now you've built your own referral service. That's what I always loved about it, is it closes the loop. It takes your customers and turns them into your sales force that just keeps feeding the system. And it just is this endless loop that just keeps supplying you with jobs. Got to take advantage of it. 5X, that's an insane number.
It's dumb not to do it. When we looked at this as a summary, and we had that third-party company kind of go through this and talk to those roofing companies, only 24% of companies report having advanced tech adoption. It means that there's a huge opportunity to stand out. So if you're taking anything away from this, you're never too far behind. You just need to get into it. And there's tools out there to make that adoption and onboarding a lot faster, a lot easier. And if only 24% are having advanced tech, there's a huge opportunity to stand out against your competition here and win more.
For me, the one thing that I would say to anyone listening is adopt one piece of tech somewhere in your business. It doesn't have to be a full-blown tech adoption. If you're new to tech or you're barely using it, pick one specific area of opportunity in your business where you know you're struggling. Adopt a piece of tech and see the changes it makes in that one specific piece. Maybe that's helping you write proposals. Maybe that's using a measurement service. Maybe that's an instant estimator to help funnel your leads in the system. Just that one piece, adopt it and see what it does for the business. And I guarantee you, you'll adopt it. You'll end up adopting it throughout the entire thing. But it's a great way to prove it. And it's also a good way to get more familiar with tech. Dial it in, build a process around it. You're not biting off more than you can chew, because I think that's a lot of times the fear with CRMs is like, oh, I'm going to get a CRM and it does all this crazy stuff that I don't think I need yet, right? And I'm just going to be completely overwhelmed trying to set it up, which isn't the case, right? Like, you use what you need. And so I would challenge everybody on here, you know where you're having issues right now. Let's see what we can do from a tech standpoint to streamline that potential issue and maybe get rid of it completely.
And when you're thinking about those problems, don't just think, I don't have time. What's the root cause of that problem? think another level deeper. So it's just like, I don't have time. Is it why? Well, I'm driving out to do all these jobs. Why are you doing that? Well, I got to measure them. Why are you driving out to measure them? Like, are you having to drive again to do a quote?
Yeah.
Like, we're getting to the root problem here. There's something that can be fixed along that way. And do that for every part of your business. Figure out what that root problem is that caused you to have that problem and figure out a way to adapt and change on that stuff. Tech might be the answer for, I think, a lot of them, but it might just be a small tweak on like how we answer the phone, how we get back to the customer, what we do when we first get to the job site, how we inspect, all that stuff there. It will make a big difference at the end of the day.
Yeah, I used to love when I sold CRMs, the contractors would say to me, like, I don't even have time to sit and do a demo. And I would say, that's exactly the reason why you need to sit and do the demo. Because if you're so busy that you can't even sit to do a demo, there's obviously a ton of area of opportunity for you. And a CRM could play a huge part in streamlining your day. So is there more to that report too, Nick, that we didn't even get to?
Not in the slides. Look at us. In under an hour?
We stayed on track pretty well. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. If you have not looked at our Roofing by the Numbers report, definitely grab yourself a copy of that and run through it. It's available on the help section, I believe, on our website. Obviously, it gets much more in the weeds than what we talked about today. Thanks, Nick, for jumping on. Really appreciate it, man. It's a fun Friday morning podcast here to kick off the weekend. So thanks for jumping on, man.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening. We look forward to having you guys next time on the Roofer Report. Talk to you next time.
See ya.
Hey, everybody, thank you for listening. Check us out next time on the Roofer Podcast. But until then, be sure to like us, subscribe to us, and check out all our other episodes on YouTube and Spotify.